Welcome to First in Oz Financial Health. This is where we want to share our passion and our knowledge with you to enhance your financial health. Please enjoy this previously recorded material from our YouTube channel.
How do we create a great financial plan for you? That's what we're going to figure out today. So to start with, this is a four-part series we're going to do. And I want to start it out with talking about, well, what is a financial plan to start with? And then ultimately, how do we create that for you? And so the first thing I think of, you know, kind of are all the who, what, when, where, why. So who needs a financial plan? In my opinion, everybody. You need a plan. You need to figure out what your goals are, what your dreams are, and you need a plan to get there. Because without a plan, it's just hope, and hope is not a plan. So who is anybody? It's a financial plan. So a financial plan is we're going to kind of talk about the mechanics of it today, but really it is looking at, what is important to you in your life, what are the things that you want and need to accomplish, and then we help you find the solutions to get you there through different tools, financial, investments, savings, insurance, and any other financial tools that you might need. When do you need it? Anytime. A plan could be for somebody that's 20 years old, it could be somebody that's 65, it could be an 80-year-old having to go through a planning process. Because we all have goals, our goals change as we grow, and we need to plan on how we want to get there and accomplish those goals. Where? Well, obviously we do financial planning, and we would be glad to help you and visit with you, but you need to find a professional to help you through that process. Just like I go to a doctor because I'm not a doctor, they do that all the time. You need to come find a professional that's going to help you. And why? Really, it's to help you get to where you want and need to be in the future for you and your family. And so with that, that's what we're looking to kind of drill down on, what we actually do when we go through our planning process for you. So with me today is Shayna.
Hi.
Shayna is our director of operations. And so Shayna's going to help me through, because Shayna is involved with all of the data gathering. So
I am.
And Shayna, you have some bullet points you want us to kind of go through.
Yes.
In that process. So where should we start?
Why is it important to gather the data? Why do we need that?
So, I mean, it's important. We have to understand where the people are coming from.
Okay.
We have to understand, if it's a husband and wife, we have to understand the background of where they are, what got them to where they are today. We have to understand where they want to go into the future. And we have to understand, how they got there, but where do they sit today?
Okay.
And so, you have to kind of look at the past, present, and future of where they are, where they were, and where they're going to. Because if you're trying to give advice to them and we don't know where they're trying to get to, it's kind of hard to give directions, right? So
makes
if somebody
sense.
Stops out front here and they say, hey, I'm going on down the road, can you get me there? Well, if they don't tell you which town they're going to, it's kind of hard to give them directions, right?
Very true. That makes sense.
So that's why it's important. We got to have that whole picture to be able to give them the best advice that they need.
Okay. So where do you start with the data?
So the most important part of the data is, to me, is to find out what your dreams and goals are. And that's what we do in our first meeting. So we want to visit with our clients and you find out what's important to them. Is retirement important to them? I'm 65, I'm retiring. That's kind of a big one. Do they have goals around what retirement looks like? Do they have goals for their kids? Do they have kids that need help with college education expenses? Do they have adult kids that they have some goals and some planning around? Do they have estate concerns? That what happens if they are to die today? Where does everything go to? It might be just a concern of, hey, how do I save up enough so that I can not live off of just Social Security someday? I want to buy a house in Florida when I retire. How can
Me
I do
too.
That? You do too.
Me too. Yes. Yep.
So how much are you going to need to save up to do that? So it's identifying what is important to them. And so we have a little bit of a process where we go through that data gathering with them in person. Or virtually, if we're doing a virtual meeting. But we want to know what their dreams and goals are. First, the most important piece of data to start with, dreams and goals of the client we're helping.
Okay, so you've gotten their dreams and goals. What other data? There can't be just that.
So then it's like finding out where they are. All right. So we know where they want to go. We got to find out where they are today.
Okay.
So we have to get documents together. And so we could ask, we could sit down and ask people, okay, tell us how much is in your bank account. Tell us about your 401k plan. Tell us about your life insurance. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people can give us a lot of that information, but we have to see the details. So we really want to see all of the paperwork that supports that. So we want to see, you know, somebody might say, well, I keep $10,000 in the bank account. Okay, show me. Like, you know, if you're from the Missouri state, what's that? They say, show me, right? Mm-hmm. That's a show me state. We want to see it. Show us the data. We want to see if you have a 401k, the balance is okay information, but we want to see how is it invested? How much are you investing every month? You know, because we want to see it, is it investing in the right places? Are you using a regular 401k or a Roth 401k? All of the details matter. So we want to get paper statements or digital statements that show that information. And the documents we're going to need, so we're going to look at, well, first we'll go through a questionnaire. So a questionnaire is kind of like the starting point where, okay, give us the high level. Okay, you have a bank account.
Okay.
You have a college account. You work at Bob's whatever place. So we want to get that overview, and then we want to see all those details that go along with it.
Makes sense.
And so some of those statements, the initial questionnaire, but then we want to see the tax return. We want to see a pay stub. We're going to look at all of those investment statements, whether it's insurance, whether it's bank, whether it's 401k, college savings, UTMA kids accounts. We want to see if you're working, we want to see the employee booklet that they might give you that tells you all of the benefits you get at work.
Okay.
Because you might have life insurance, different benefits there. Pay stubs, I already said. Long-term care, they might have long-term care. Life, I believe I said also, wills. Power of attorney documents, any estate planning documents that they would have, very important. A lot of people do a net worth statement, especially in our part of the world where there's farmers.
Yeah.
And they have to do that when they go into the bank every year, do it kind of a balance sheet. So that's a good piece of information if they have that. Social Security statements is another one that people forget. Social Security pension statement, people might have pensions. And then probably the most important is the expenses. So we want to know what our clients are living on, right? And so this is really the hardest one because a lot of people don't keep track. They don't do a budget, or they do, it's just kind of a rough budget. But we want to know what does their lifestyle look like? Because it's hard to plan. You know, people will ask us, hey, I want to retire and I'm at 60 years old. How much money do I need? Well, I don't know. Do you live off $50,000 a year, or do you live off of $150,000 a year? Because the math is totally different if you have a $50,000 a year need versus $150,000. So we want our clients to go through and do a, we'll call it a budgeting exercise, but go through and just itemize. Here's what I spend on groceries, here's what I spend on gas, and list all those things out so not only we can see that, but also they can kind of have an overview, because people don't maybe know what they actually spend.
Yeah, it was kind of an eye-opener for me going through my expenses. It was like, maybe we should stop spending so much money.
Well, and it's not, that's not what we're in it for,
right?
We're not to tell anybody, you know, do what you love, right? And you spend the way you're going to spend. It's our job is to help them maintain that, you know, now and into the future.
Makes sense.
So those are all the documents we need. And so tell me about your part in gathering. What do you do to help out with that?
So I create like the list of everything just to remind you, yes, we went through it, but you know, these are the documents we need. So then I'm going to send out an email on how you can send them to me, you know, so then we can gather that data and I try to make it as easy as possible so that it's not a stress on the client, because no one wants that. I mean, I don't know where half my statements are, so try to make it as easy as possible to get all of that to us so we can start entering that data and looking at where they are.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like when you go for your annual tax return appointment, you have to bring all the data in.
Yep.
Same thing with a financial plan, we need to see all of the data. And, you know, like you said, you know, we want it to be as smooth as possible.
Yes.
So what ways can somebody get us the information?
Absolutely. We do email, mail, you can drop it off and come see us. We've got a secure link so that you don't have to worry about sending things and worrying about that. And yeah, that's,
They can even text us information through our
secure
text line as well.
that texting. That's most of the ways I do it. Some phone calls, just giving me some of that information that doesn't maybe have a statement. But for the most part, to send those statements, it's a lot of mail and email and the texting, sending pictures.
Yeah, I mean, they can be screenshots.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be a scanned document. It could be a screenshot. Right. And so it's kind of overwhelming, I think, when people do this the first time.
Right.
They're like, oh my goodness, I have to get all this stuff. But if you kind of think about it in little bits, if you get this piece and then you get that piece and work on it. And I think people are worried about trying to get everything at one
yes.
time. And rarely do we get everything at once.
Right.
You know, if we get 80%, we can start with that and then we can help you narrow down what we still need.
Yep.
And make it, you know, make it maybe a little bit more digestible for them.
Yeah. As long as they start getting it, we can start entering it and that'll work.
So how many plans can we do without gathering any data?
None.
You're right.
Yeah, we can't. I was like, is that a trick question? It's like, no, I can't.
It kind of is, but we have to have that.
Right.
We have to have that. Otherwise, we can't go through the planning process.
Yes.
We gather the data, and then really the process is we're going to take some time to go through that data
mm-hmm.
and then be able to give some recommendations at the end of it. It will take a few weeks,
mm-hmm.
and then after we do the recommendations, we're going to have a period where we go through implementing everything that we've recommended.
Yes.
And so, you know, kind of our planning process, just what to expect is you're going to have an initial introductory meeting if we don't know you, and get to know you and make sure we're a good fit. But then we're going to have our initial planning meeting, and that's mm-hmm. going to be talking about dreams and goals, and it's going to be talking about this data that we need. Then you're going to have some time to get that data to us. And then after that, we're going to have a second meeting to implement. And then we might have a third meeting after that if there are things we're, you know, having to maybe sign paperwork or
yep.
do something to actually take the action.
Right.
So that's kind of the number of, kind of the way the process works and the number of interactions. And the interactions might be in the office. It might be via Zoom. It might be on the phone. But that's kind of the process. But I think anything about the data gathering that you want people to know?
If you have questions, just ask. We'll get them answered, but we really do need the data. So
we need the data.
That's the most important part there.
And, you know, when we go through that, we do need it in a timely manner.
Yes.
Especially, we do our financial plan reviews annually,
mm-hmm.
and we get a refresh on the data. We ask for updates. And if we get those updates a day ahead of time before the meeting, it's very hard to be able to put things together to give you the best advice.
Yes.
And so the sooner you can get it ahead of the meetings to us, the more time we have to work on it, the better job we can do for all of you. So
absolutely.
So that's it. I mean, that's the first part here, gathering data. We're going to have a couple other sections here as well. And we're excited to share that with you. So otherwise, please, if this is valuable, like our videos, subscribe to our channel, share this with somebody that you know about and care about that hasn't gone through the planning process, or if you haven't gone through it either, let us know and we can talk through that in your situation.